From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama is taking aim at an Arizona immigration bill that requires police to question people suspected of being in the country illegally. At a naturalization ceremony in Washington, D.C. today, Mr. Obama seized on the controversial state measure to make the case for an overhaul of the nation's immigration laws. More on this from NPR's Scott Horsley.
President Obama called the Arizona proposal misguided. And if it passes, he's directed the Justice Department to be on the lookout for possible civil rights violations. Mr. Obama warned that reactions like Arizona's are likely elsewhere until the federal government moves forward with both border security and a path to legalization for millions of undocumented residents.
Indeed, our failure to act responsibly at the federal level will only open the door to irresponsibility by others.
The president said he welcomed a move by leading Democrats in Congress to take up immigration reform. He spoke during a Rose Garden ceremony for 24 new Americans whose citizenship was fast-tracked by their military service. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
There is still no sign of the 11 oil workers who've been missing in the Gulf of Mexico since an explosion and fire on their rig Tuesday night. But it's generating debate over the administration's plans to expand offshore drilling. Today, spokesman Robert Gibbs said the president is still pressing ahead.
The president still continues to believe that the great majority of that can be done safely, securely, and without any harm to the environment.
The oil spill from Tuesday's rig explosion shows no sign of getting close to the Louisiana shoreline anytime soon. But authorities say that could all change if the winds shift. The latest surge in new home sales is like none other the country had seen in decades. The Commerce Department reports sales shot up 27% in March. And as Danielle Carson tells us, that put an end to a four-month losing streak.
With the government's home buyer tax credit set to expire at the end of the month, people have been snapping up properties to the tune of 411,000 new home sales in March. They went up almost 36% in the Northeast and a whopping 44% in the South. But John Lonsky, chief economist for Moody's Capital Markets Group, is putting the numbers in perspective.
As impressive as the monthly jump was, it remains at a pace that is less than half of the nearly 900,000 unit sales pace of the 2001 recession.
Lonsky expects home sales to drop once the home buyer tax subsidy expires, but he says they should pick up again by summer. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
This news certainly having an impact on U.S. stocks today. At last check, the Dow was up nearly 70 points at 11,203, NASDAQ up 11 at 2530. This is NPR News. As the clerical sex abuse scandal surrounds the Vatican, the latest target in this ordeal is the bishop of the Belgian city of Bruges, Roger Rosé Vangelis. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli has the story from Rome.
The 73-year-old prelate, Belgium's longest-serving bishop, stepped down after admitting sexually abusing a young boy. This is the first resignation in Belgium since the child sex abuse scandal exploded in Europe in February. Belgium's Archbishop André-Joseph Léonard announced the resignation, saying it shows the Belgian Catholic Church wants to resolutely turn a page on a very painful topic. On Thursday, the Vatican announced Pope Benedict accepted the resignation of an Irish bishop who acknowledged failing to report abuse to police. And in Germany, Bishop Walter Mixa of Augsburg offered to resign. Mixa is accused of hitting children decades ago when he was a priest, as well as financial fraud at a Catholic orphanage where he served. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Greece is calling in reinforcements to tackle its debt troubles. The government has formally requested an emergency loan package that's backed jointly by the European Union and the International Monetary Fund. Officials had hoped to bolster investor confidence when the Eurozone promised last month to support Greece if the need arose. However, the country's financial troubles continue to rattle world markets. A hospital in Spain says it has carried out the world's most complex full-face transplant. A man severely injured in a shooting accident received new skin, jaws, cheekbones, and other facial features. The University Hospital in Barcelona says the operation lasted more than 20 hours. The patient is said to be recovering well. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.